A new recovery center is opening in Prince George for addicts this winter. It promises to be different than others. Mike Cunningham is here to tell us why. He's the director of the new Dawn Recovery Center, and he joins me in the Prince George studio this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I want to start with the difference. What do you think is going to be different about this recovery center from others that have been around?
Well, we really want to bring it back to the basis of, you know, it's not about making money. It's about making a difference.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of facilities come out with these 90 days for $90,000. And I think we've moved away from the real reason why we get in this field, right? So we want to just bring it back to the basics.
Yeah.
And, you know, start from there.
And you've been open about your own experience as an addict. What do you think you've learned from that experience that can be useful here and that can make a new type of recovery experience?
Through my own experiences, you know, I know the struggle, I know the suffer, I know the pain, you know, so it's extremely helpful to come from an area where you're helping the people.
Yeah.
You know, to be in a room and go, this guy understands how I'm feeling, what I'm going through, and where I've been.
You know, addiction is one of those complicated things, and everybody's got a story behind how they recovered or how they're trying to recover or how they're trying to quit, for that matter. What was the crossing point for you? What was the moment at which you knew you had to quit?
Well, I think it just came down to the fact that all the people that I used with had died. There was really, I had no friends left. And it came down to the fact that I could either change my life now or I could join them. So I made the choice to make a phone call, and I went to a place called New Hope Recovery Center, which is, you know,
This was in Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to name my first house Renee House, which is after the individual who ran the house, who I truly believe saved my life.
How do you feel that was the case?
Well, I phoned the house and I was kind of like, you know, I want to come in to recovery. And he said, okay, well, come on in. And I said, well, maybe I'll come in tomorrow. And he said, no, maybe I'll come get you right now. So I think that was the point where it all came together. And once I was there, I just fell in love with it.
Yeah, for when you're trying to quit something or when you're trying to sort of get over an addiction to something, there's always that moment of, well, I'll do this tomorrow. I'll start this Monday.
Absolutely.
But he sensed that it needed to happen right there and then.
Yeah, also being a former addict himself, right? So he knew that tomorrow never comes.
What's your sense of, we hear so many horror stories about the downtown east side of Vancouver. I don't know if it's fair to compare place to place, but give me a sense of how much need you think there is in the Prince George community for a recovery house like this.
Well, if you look at Vancouver, it's a much bigger city. Mm-hmm. So you go down Hastings Street, you know, realistically, it used to be confined to that street. It has spread out, right? Where in Prince George, it's really obvious. Everywhere you go, you know that there's addiction. Mm. You know, and it's just a point that we can't close our eyes to it anymore. It needs to be addressed, and there needs to be a situation where something is put into place where we can make a difference here.
Give me a sense of how you're going to be raising money for this place, or how do you go about making sure that the place is open for business?
Well, we already have some fund ideas in place, and we've already talked to people about funding and things like that. So realistically, what we look for right now is the community to come together also, right? And if they want to donate to what we're doing, our webpage is up. We have a donation site on it. And it's not only funds that they can donate. They can donate products, in which will go towards yard sales that we have.
Right.
They can contact us about bottle drives, things like that we'll be holding. So
it's not just a matter of getting donations in the door. It's also a matter of stuff that, quote-unquote, in-kind donation, stuff that actually can be used in the facility of a day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're talking about opening this up this winter?
Yeah, hopefully this fall. We're looking at the funding right now. I would love to be open right now because I get emails every day, which, you know, really tug on your heartstrings because, you know, people confide in me and tell me about their loved ones that have passed and things like that. And it's a lot of young people, and it kind of destroys you to know that you can't be there right now helping them.
I don't know how much the counseling service that UNBC is looking at cutting back on, and or how much of an implication these sorts of, you know, drug problems have for the students seeking help at CNC. I mean, mostly it's academic work and things like that. But I mean, we seem to be, as a society in Prince George, retreating from counseling services generally. How much can a facility like this fill that void, and how much can the city step up to make sure that it's going to happen?
Well, it comes down to the fact that, you know, you really have to show people where the resources are, because, you know, there's a lot of facts that people say that the resources are there, you just have to look for them, they're there, but they're not always within an eye shot. You know, and being an addict that, you know, comes from a street level that, you know, when I cleaned up, I didn't know how to, you know, sign my name or, you know, open a bank account. And I was 25 years old, right? So how the city can help is they need to really step up and put places, you know, within our city, like safe injection sites, things like that, that will really, you know, make a difference and, you know, help move towards the big picture is having a clean Prince George.
I mean, some people in society think that, you know, paying for a park is a waste of money. And at the same time, you have people who think, you know, well, why should I pony up the dough for someone else to get clean? Can't they do it on their own? What do you see as, I don't want to say an economic argument, but what do you see as the cost to society by having so many people addicted and on the street and not getting that help?
Well, having so many addicts out there, and the situation is not getting better. We're having more and more addicts. It's not our addiction levels aren't going down. So what it is it is a strain on the community. If you look at, you know, the rate of people vandalizing, the police response to things that they don't need to respond to, that they could be responding to other things. You know, if you help people move their lives to a better place, you know, we can clear up a lot of issues within society. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get rid of addiction, a lot of problems go with it.
Or at least if you can better cope with the addiction that's out there.
Because absolutely.
Sometimes addiction is inevitable no matter what you
absolutely.
Do. Absolutely. Yeah. So you're going to be looking for the donations, and how do you see the idea growing over this summer?
I'm hoping, I have my fingers crossed to be open before fall. So, you know, I've got my fingers crossed. Whether that's going to happen or not, I'm not making any promises, but, you know, I would love to be open before fall.
All right. Well, Mike Cunningham is the director of the New Dawn Recovery Center, a former heroin addict himself, and now looking to help others. So we'd like to hear from you at this point. What do you think about a center for addicts run by former addicts, and would you contribute to that kind of project in the Prince George area?